Hi, Morten. Can you describe Apothec's sound to us?
The sort of fundamental idea we had when we started working together was that it has elements of sort of classic singer-songwriter stuff that's sort of my background, and more the production instrumental, also sort of synth-based, programming-based stuff that Nils has been doing, and to try and mix those two things together, sort of electronic stuff with organic stuff as well.
So how did Apothec start?
I met Nils. We're from the same sort of musical environment, so to speak, in Oslo. So we have a lot of common friends who are in different bands, so we sort of knew who one another was. And then after talking about stuff we liked and stuff we kind of wanted to do, we just one day thought, let's do one session in the studio and see what happens. I mean, we finished the first song, our first single, Family, that day in the studio. So we were like, oh, this is a lot of fun and we have to keep doing it.
So do you guys produce all your own music or do you collab with anyone?
The record has been co-produced by Lars Fontvedt. When we started, it was just Nils and myself.
So your latest single, Invited, has not long been out, but yet the media response in the UK has been fantastic. How does that make you feel?
It feels really good because, I mean, obviously we're done with the record, so it's very little that we can do. So I got an email saying like, oh, this great review. But then you might be on the bus or and you're like, oh, wow, because I still can't sort of believe that it's out. So now it's just really fun to see what people think of it and if people like it. Getting great feedback has been amazing, especially from England, I have to say.
Have you been to England much to play?
We went with Susanne Sundfør as support, and we are on the same label as a band called High as a Kite. So we played there with them as well. And then we've done the Ya 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 at the Lexington. I think in total we've played more in London than we have in Oslo, where we reside the past year in total.
Is there a different vibe playing in England than there is to Norway?
Yes, I think there is, but I'm not quite sure what it is. Playing in England feels like you're sort of playing in a place where a lot of the music, at least that I've listened to, sort of started. So it feels like playing it closer to sort of where it belongs in a way, but it's definitely been some of the most fun gigs we've ever done.
So soon you're going to be playing The Pickle Factory on October the 25th here in London.
Yeah.
What is your fan base like in the UK?
We obviously haven't headlined that much, and so it's really, really nice to meet the people who actually have listened to it since the very first single, and also the people who are sort of just starting to hear about it.
I read that it took quite a few years to make the album that's released, Apothec. What was the process of creating it?
I think the first song was, you know, a few hours to make in a way. And then the second one wasn't finished until about 4.5 months later. So, because I think we have a very different way of approaching music. And we figured out after quite some time that we write a lot of Apothec music apart. So he'll write something where he is and I'll write where I am. And then once we sort of connect the part, we go in the studio and work it out more. But then we sort of will split up again and maybe I'll work on another vocal part or another part altogether, or maybe I'll try to find some other variations on some lyrics and he'll, you know, do more of production stuff where he's at, and then we sort of meet again. In the beginning we sort of tried to do that thing that you see in music documentaries where everybody's in the studio sort of working the song out, and that seemed to be pretty much impossible for us after in a way, so it was good to sort of work separately and then come together and do it.
Is there anything your fans need to keep their eyes open for in the near future?
We're releasing another single in not such a long time. We'll be setting up more live shows, and we have a thing where for every song we released so far, we've done a remix ourselves. So we'll probably make something that we think is an interesting version of the latest single at some point, because
yeah,
we sort of can make it completely different than what it was in the first place.
Well, thank you so much for this interview.
Thanks for doing it.